This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The UN's big climate conference, COP28, starts tomorrow. Negotiators from almost 200 countries have been making their way to Dubai for conversations and consultations that are crucial if we're going to be able to limit greenhouse gas emissions the way we need to. Holding this conference every year means thousands of people are getting on planes, burning jet fuel, and adding to global greenhouse emissions. And this year they're doing it on the way to a country, the United Arab Emirates, whose economy depends on climate-warming fossil fuels. Marketplace's Henry Epp reports on what the location and the leadership of this year's conference might mean.
Okay, so say you're one of the over 70,000 people planning to go to COP28 in Dubai, and you want to reduce your personal carbon emissions by not flying there. Here's the problem.
Dubai is surrounded by conflict zones, which blocks these land routes from Europe, Asia, and Africa.
Carol Roberts researched this issue at University College London. She says holding COP28 in Dubai means essentially everyone has to fly, which means more carbon emissions.
In our analysis, we showed that commercial air travel was four times more polluting than train transport.
And six times worse than bus travel. So if you're coming from the UK, as some of Roberts' fellow researchers are, your least bad option is to take a train or bus to Istanbul, then fly the rest of the way, which might take more time than you can spare. But if you decide that's worth it, here's the reality. You'll be attending a conference hosted by a petrostate and led by a guy named Sultan Ahmed Al-Jaber.
Sultan Al-Jaber is someone who wears many hats.
Ben Stockton is an investigative journalist with the Center for Climate Reporting. Not only is the Sultan leading COP this year,
but he is also CEO of the Abu Dhabi National Oil Company, which is the UAE state-owned oil company.
It's the first time a CEO of any corporation, let alone a fossil fuel company, has led COP, Stockton says. And as Al-Jaber has met with top government officials in the lead-up to the climate conference, he's thoroughly mixed his two roles, Stockton has reported.
Documents that we obtained suggest that Al-Jaber has planned to use these meetings to lobby on oil and gas deals on a number of different occasions.
One way to think of it, according to Andreas Sieber, an associate director of policy at the climate nonprofit 350.org.
It's like making the CEO of a cigarette company presiding over a conference on lung cancer and its treatment.
Sieber worries about how Al-Jaber might influence the conference's outcome.
We are afraid and concerned that when there is actually quite a momentum to agree on phasing out fossil fuels, phasing in renewables, that he will just pick what he likes and what's comfortable for his business interests.
So given all of this, that you have to fly to attend COP, which is being led by an oil CEO, is it worth it to be there in person?
This is something that everybody who's involved in these negotiations wrestles with.
Kaveh Gyllenpour is Vice President of International Strategies at the Center for Climate and Energy Solutions. He's concluded that, yes, it is worth it, because as he's learned through working as a negotiator at past COPs, most of the actual negotiating happens outside the official meetings.
By the time you actually sit down behind your country flag and negotiate, a lot of the work has been done. And if you're not there, you won't be party to any of that. You're kind of seeing the products of a lot of work that's been happening in the corridors.
He says that's almost impossible to replicate online, and in-person negotiations have gotten results before. He points to 2015.
I can unequivocally say that if that meeting had happened online, the Paris Agreement wouldn't have been adopted. It just would not have been possible to deal with the complexity in real time of what was happening in an online setting.
And this is the most important COP since Paris, Gyllenpour says. The conference will include the first big status update on nations' promises to cut emissions, and countries will debate how to pay for climate-related damages in developing nations. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.